Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip for some Saturday the 2nd of March. I'm a day ahead of myself. Okay, let's start with the golf. Glover sitting right up there, one under yesterday. I'm not going to be doing anything with that yet. I've had a couple of emails over it. Obviously, when we go into these trades, we're going in to them to win, so 14-15 is a bit too high for me to get involved at the moment, so I will wait and see what happens this afternoon. I'm in it to try and eke profit out of it for a small risk, so I'm not just looking to protect money at that sort of price. You know, we want to try and make something here. We'll have plenty of dry weeks, and on the weeks where they're up there, we want to try and maximise it. I'm still expecting him to go very well. Kupka's obviously up there, who's probably the biggest threat, but in and around him, I think he can finish above most of those, providing he keeps going. The other two have made the cut, so you've always got a chance that they throw a blinder, but obviously my focus is on Glover producing either a fast start, and then I could get out this afternoon, or a decent solid third round that he's in the mix and his price will shorten up. So it is a patience game, this a lot of the time, so with the golf it is a little just sit and watch for the moment. Haven't got a horse today, nothing there, very competitive, so we'll leave that and I'll have a look at those tomorrow. Might start adding two or three more. I actually had three that I looked at yesterday and a couple of them did well, so I might try and add a few more. I'm just conscious of people trading too much and doing too much off this podcast, but I'll have a think about that over the weekend, but I'll have a look tomorrow as normal. Obviously I gave you the mention yesterday. I've got a home mention, another one to add in France, and that is Reims in the French League One. They are home to Amiens, currently priced at 1.84, and I will be having a bet there, and if they take the lead I will remove my liability. That's Reims versus Amiens at 7 o'clock this evening, a home mention. I've got a first half goal mention in Germany. If this game gets to 0-0, sort of 20 minutes in, Hertha Berlin kicking off at 2:30 against Mainz. If that is 0-0, sort of 20 minutes onwards, then I will be looking to drip lay under 0.5 first half goals. So that is Hertha Berlin versus Mainz. And then I've got two trades for you today, starting in the North London Derby at Wembley at 12:30. The over 3.5 here is it's too short again. It's 2.68, so I will be trading the over 3.5, laying it pre-kickoff and then looking to back it for a 25-30% profit in play. I think you're going to see a tight game, quite a nervy game there from Tottenham certainly today. Obviously a lot at stake if they lose this one, as I say, that's really on them for the top four. Arsenal are going to probably try and start fast and come at them. So I think you're going to see a bit of a nulled start. I might be wrong if Arsenal can get an early one or Tottenham decide to turn up, but I think that the odds are too short for all the numbers on XG, everything that I've got, the numbers are too short for a 3.5 at 2.68. So I could end up looking stupid, but I am definitely going to be playing that one. So laying the over 3.5 and then looking to back it in play. And then at 5 o'clock in Poland, Jagiellonia Białystok versus Górnik, fluent in Polish now. If that is 0-0 on 25 minutes, I will be looking to lay under 0.5 first half goals, three stages through to sort of 35-40 minutes. If it is still 0-0 at half time, I will go back in that one and back over 1.5 goals at half time at 45 minutes, still 0-0 at 65. I will go in again on 1.5 goals and trade it from there. So that is Jagiellonia Białystok versus Górnik in the Polish extra classer at 5 p.m. So that is the lot for a Saturday. Obviously you've got the mentions yesterday that I gave you. Just run through those. Home in France at Lille. And then the aways, Carlisle and Port Vale in League Two, Queen of the South in the Scottish Championship, and Raith in Scottish League One. My strongest info there is Port Vale that I'll be having a look at there. The game yesterday, some of you spoke in the PDF about Waterford are having problems with issues with Betfair at the moment. Games being added after I do things in the morning, or games being taken out of in play, or games in the wrong league. It's just one of the things I can't do anything about it. People emailing me, I can't solve anything that Betfair do. They've been a shambles for a couple of years now, and it's not getting any better. But obviously, the information is there when I'm looking at the screen when I speak to you. So when I'm recording this, I'm checking markets, checking prices, and the games are there. If they take them off in play or they disappear, I can't do anything about that. Or if games appear later, I may not spot them to in certainly in time for the podcast, but to include them in things like the PDF. It's just Betfair are a bit of a shambles the way they've run over the last couple of years. But let's hope we have a good Saturday. Obviously, it'll be a nervy one for the North London Derby for us Spurs fans. Not sure it's going to be the greatest game, but we'll see. And it is a big weekend of football: Merseyside Derby, Lazio Rome, as I said. So there's Barcelona, Real Madrid. So if you're a football viewer, then it should be a right feast over the weekend. I will leave you in peace for this Saturday. Have a great one, and I will be back in the morning.